there's no one that's going to bail us out of this crisis, and I'm sitting before you letting you know that. One-time revenue flux to fix structural problems, whether it's money that comes from the rainy day fund or any money from, you know, the Obama administration coming from Washington. Any use of that money is the same type of problem that leads us to structural deficits. That's what led the state to the disastrous situation that we face today. All of us remember how they used those tobacco monies to fund our earlier budgets. My budget reflects a reduction of more than 10% in my office, no raises for my administrative staff for 2 years, and an increase in their health care co-share to 25%, an approximate 10% reduction in the total workforce, and a modest increase to the school department. My budget pays our debts and does not defer to them for another day. This budget that I present to you tonight writes the sinking ship of the budget that I inherited, along with all the problems that we've inherited from the state as well. I'm not going to mislead the public with any smoke and mirrors. While I was forced to make many difficult decisions as I prepared this budget, I'm confident that what I presented to you and the great citizens of our city is an honest, lean, realistic budget that builds a far better foundation for next year. Thank you.